The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat tells us that on the first night of Hanukkah, we say three brachot when lighting the Ner Hanukkah, and then on the subsequent nights we say two brachot. On the first night we say bracha v'lahalik Ner Shal Hanukkah, the bracha of Shasanisim la'avoteinu, then also the bracha of Shechianu. Of course, it's the bracha of Shechianu which is omitted on the subsequent nights. But the poskim do say that if a person forgot to say the bracha of Shechianu on the first night, so they can say it when lighting on any of the subsequent nights. The bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah is very easy to understand. This is the bracha on the mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah lights. But the bracha of She'asa Nisim is harder to understand, partly because it's unusual that we say more than one bracha on any particular mitzvah. It's not unique. We have Tefillin and Brit Milah and Megillah, but in general, we just say one bracha on each mitzvah. So the Achronim discuss a little bit what the nature is of the bracha of She'asa Nisim when lighting the Chanukah candles. And this is addressed by Rav Soloveitchik, brought in Sefer HaRei Kedem, Chelek Aleph Sim Kuf Ayin Hei. And he says there are two ways of understanding the bracha of She'asa Nisim. The first way of understanding is that it's a regular bracha on a particular mitzvah. In this instance, it's on the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, publicizing the miracle. With the Ner Shel Chanukah, we've got two mitzvot. One is a mitzvah of lighting, and the other is a mitzvah of publicizing the miracle. We say a bracha on each of those two mitzvot. The other way of understanding it is to say that it's not a bracha on the mitzvah at all, but it's a bracha of hoda'ah, bracha of thanks. This is recited when we see the Ner Chanukah. We give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for doing the Chanukah miracle at the time of the Chashmonaim. And this might fit in better with the actual Nusach of the Bracha, because of course the Bracha doesn't say Asheke Dishalim Mitzvot Tzivanu, so it doesn't imply there's any actual mitzvah involved with this Bracha. In any event, these two ways of understanding the Bracha of She'asa Nisim, whether it's a Birkat HaMitzvah or Birkat HaShvach, answers or addresses two machlokot that we have with regard to the bracha of She'asa Nisim. So the first is a machloket brought by the Haggadot Maimoniot in Perek Gimel of Hilchot Chanukah about a person who happens to see somebody else's Ner Shel Chanukah before they've lit their own. It can happen that you're standing in your front room, the window, getting your Chanukiot ready to light, and you see the neighbours across the road have already lit. So do you say the bracha of She'asa Nisim when you see their Ner Shel Chanukah, or do you wait to light your own before saying the bracha? It's implied in the Rambam that perhaps one should indeed say the bracha of She'asa Nisim as soon as you see the neighbor's lights burning, even if you haven't already lit your own. Of course, this will depend, though, on how we understand the nature of the bracha. If we say it's a birkat ha-mitzvah, on the mitzvah of lighting and being mefarsing, publicizing the Chanukah miracle, then obviously you don't say it till you light your own candles. On the other hand, if it's a birkat ha-shvach, or hoda'ah, giving thanks and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles, so as soon as I see something which reminds me of the miracle, then maybe I should say the bracha. It's brought down that Reb Chaim Brisker was very careful when he walked home from shul on Chanukah evening after davening Minchan Ma'ariv. He hadn't yet lit candles. Coming home, he'd keep his eyes firmly to the ground in case anybody had already lit, and so he wouldn't see their candles and get into that problem. The second machloket is about when exactly the bracha should be said. According to the Masechet Sofrim Perek Kaf, it says that you say the brachot of She'asa Nisim and Shechianu after you've lit. However, the Rama in Siman Tav Reish Ayin says that you say all the brachot before you light. So lichora, this machloket is about the nature of the bracha of She'asa Nisim. Is this a berkat ha-mitzvah, in which case you have to say it before you light, or is it a birkat hashvach, in which case you say it after you've lit? And it's brought down that the minhag of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was that other than on the first night, what they would do is they would say the bracha v'lahadlik ner, light the first candle, and then say the Bracha Sha'asa Nisim, and light the subsequent candles. That way, they were ticking all the boxes. If it's a Birkat HaMitzvah, then they haven't yet finished the mitzvah. They've still got the Mahadrin to do. They've still got more lights that they're going to be lighting. So they can say it as a Birkat HaMitzvah. If it's a Birkat HaShvach, so they've already seen one of the candles lit, a light, and therefore they can say the Bracha. And Rav Soloveitchik points out that this also addresses the question of whether you say a Bracha on Hidur Mitzvah or not. This would indicate the fact that they said the Bracha of Sha'asa Nisim before lighting the rest of the Neirot indicates that they held that you could say a Bracha on Hidur Mitzvah. That's a shir in its own right. Ad Kat.